The difficulties mount. Sunday morning dawned clear and beautiful. Ellen White was impressed by the scene she saw when she walked out into the marketplace. Their women with inflamed eyes and coarse, leathery skin were crying out, trying to sell their wares. In the wintertime, many of these mountain people lived in stables with their cows and goats, in order to keep warm. The buildings generally had only one small window. On Sunday afternoon, Ellen White stood up to talk to a small group once more. While she was speaking, Malin came in again. This time he sat there looking very agitated. Whenever something was said with which he agreed, he would nod his approval. If he didn't agree, he would shake his head and begin to murmur to those around him. Finally he popped up again and asked Bordeaux, who was interpreting, "Do you keep all the commandments any better than the Pharisees? Answer me." Bordeaux ignored him, and Malin presently grabbed his hat and hurried angrily from the room. This was not a very encouraging beginning, Ellen White wrote in her diary that night, but we will remain and see if the Lord has anything further for me to do. Happily she could write the next day, "We have a most glorious morning. The sun shines so warm and mild, the doors are open and it seems like spring. Ibid." All through her stay in Italy the air was soft and clear, and she took full advantage of the situation to get outdoors as much as she could. That afternoon Bordeaux hired a carriage and took Ellen White and B.L. Whitney for a ride. They went up past St. John's, a Protestant village, and on through a quaint Catholic town. They saw men and some boys, even small ones, at work in a granite quarry. The little party then returned to Bordeaux's house, with a better understanding of the lifestyle of these humble folk of the mountains. Part of Ellen White's plan in coming to Italy was that she should get some of the rest and quiet she had missed in Basel. So on Thursday there was another 5-mile carriage ride. On Friday it was time to plunge back into the evangelistic meetings again. The workers had concluded after Malin's two intrusions during the meetings on the first weekend that they would have to hire another hall. Malin owned the hall they had been meeting in, so felt free to break in whenever he pleased.